From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. On the final day of the climate conference in Copenhagen, President Obama says there's been a meaningful breakthrough, with all countries agreeing to reduce climate change. But the president says much more needs to be done in terms of firm targets.
Companies and industries are going to be wanting to make changes. We're already seeing those changes, but they haven't all borne fruit yet. And we want to make sure that we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves in terms of targets. Even as I understand that the science compels us to move as rapidly as we can.
A deal reached by the U.S., China, India, South Africa, and Brazil allows other countries to verify each other's reductions of gas emissions. It's said to be a first step in combating global warming, since the agreement calls for reducing heat-trapping emissions, but does not demand a certain percentage of reductions by all countries. While Senate lawmakers continued their debate today on a defense spending bill, negotiations continued behind closed doors on health care. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Despite a pending snowstorm, lawmakers are expected to work through the weekend in order to get a health care bill passed by the Christmas holiday. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans will do everything they can to stop the bill.
This massive piece of legislation that seeks to restructure one-sixth of our economy is being written behind closed doors without input from anyone in an effort to jam it past not only the Senate but the American people.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid held a closed meeting with the lone holdout on the Democratic side, Ben Nelson of Nebraska. Nelson has raised concerns with provisions in the bill related to abortion. When he emerged from the meeting, Nelson said of the negotiations, hopefully we're making progress. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The liberal group MoveOn.org is opposing the health care bill and is urging Democrats to vote against it because it does not include a government-run insurance option. The head of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division says he wants to start a new chapter in American civil rights enforcement. He laid out his agenda in a speech today to the American Constitution Society, a progressive legal group. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Tom Perez said the most troubling thing he has learned in 2 months on the job is what the last administration failed to do for civil rights.
The division leadership treated the division like the buffet line at the cafeteria, where you pick what you want to do and you pick what you don't want to do.
Perez said he'll increase the division's activities across the board. The budget calls for more than 100 new civil rights lawyers to accomplish that goal. His speech received a standing ovation, and after the talk, when asked what he wants his legacy to be, Perez said,
I want the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division to be the preeminent civil rights law enforcement agency in the United States.
Perez has the support of President Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder, both of whom have called civil rights a priority. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The Northeast is bracing for a major snowstorm this weekend. Up to 20 inches of snow is forecast for some areas, and the nation's capital is expected to get the most snow it has seen in nearly 7 years. Virginia Governor Tim Kaine has declared a state of emergency. Scores of accidents have already been reported in Virginia. Mayor Adrian Fenty has declared a snow emergency in Washington, D.C., and Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley is encouraging drivers to stay put if they can. The storm has merchants worried about its impact on sales for the last week. Weekend before Christmas. There was some encouraging economic news on California today. A federal agency reports the statewide unemployment rate dropped slightly last month. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has details.
According to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, the jobless rate in California dipped 0.2% in November to 12.3%. However, the unemployment rate held steady or increased in most areas of the state's Central Valley, where some counties have unemployment rates at the 15% level. California was among 36 states that saw unemployment numbers drop during November. The Golden State tied Nevada and South Carolina for the third highest percentage. Michigan and Rhode Island topped the list. Over the past year, California has led the nation in the total number of job losses, with more than 600,000. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The government shut down two more big banks in California. That brings to 140 the number of American banks brought down this year by loan defaults and the poor economy. Regulators also shut down banks in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and Illinois today. First Federal Bank of California and Imperial Capital Bank of La Jolla were taken over by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.